Drones continue to make headlines and cause concern for many, including politicians. And we learned this week that Connecticut State Police actually has drone detection technology. So what is it and how is it working? What is it being used for? We're going to get the details right now from Sergeant Kevin Pelkey joining the show from Connecticut State Police, their emergency services unit. Welcome to the show, Sergeant Pelkey. And tell us, how long has the Connecticut State Police had drone detection technology?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. So we've been monitoring the skies with the drones now for at least I've been doing this for 2 years, and we've been progressing the expanding our capabilities by adding more sensors throughout the state and also in our vehicles to as we're traveling or at large events.
So how does your technology work? How does the drone detection, you know, so you have drones going up in the air, like your own drones?
We don't have drones. They're actually sensors that are on the ground. So the way they work, drones typically operate in a couple of different ways. But radio frequency is one of the biggest ways that they're communicating between the drone and the pilot. And our sensors work just like an antenna on for a radio for a vehicle, for a car. It's listening for those frequencies. And then once it hears those frequencies, it's relaying that back to us on our computers to tell us that there is a drone there, depending on the type of drone, and our sensors can sometimes tell us a lot of the telemetry of how high the drone is, the direction it's flying, and also where the pilot is standing. So if there is something that we need to go and address, we can go and make contact with the pilot.
Oh, that's really interesting. Do you know if this is something that other states are utilizing? I know you're Connecticut State Police, but and that's really our concern. But I mean, that's really fascinating, especially when you're hearing about more and more drone detection and drone sightings, obviously, across the country.
Sure. Yeah, we're definitely not the only ones in the game. Massachusetts State Police, I know, has a very robust system as well. We also work with our federal partners, the federal air marshals through TSA. Here in Connecticut, they have some equipment that we share with them and you know, certainly share data that they receive and that we receive so that we can work collaboratively to together and try and you know, make the skies safe.
So, Sergeant Pelkey, as you just mentioned, you've been doing this with Connecticut State Police for about 2 years. And do you find I want to get your take on this. Do you find any of the mysterious drones, do you find them to be sketchy at all, or are they really what you've been kind of seeing for the last 2 years?
Well, so I can't speculate on any of the ones that haven't been verified. Some of the ones that I've seen, you know, we personally, our detection system, we have detected drones. We've been detecting them throughout the years. I haven't seen anything personally that causes any concern. You know, just because a drone is flying at night doesn't mean it's illegal. Not all drone flights are illegal. You know, if it's acting suspiciously or flying erratically, if you see some sort of a payload, whether it's a package or something that doesn't maybe look like it belongs on the drone, that's obviously a concern for us. We haven't seen that in Connecticut that I'm aware of. No one's reported that to us. And certainly our detections haven't detected anything that has seemed abnormal to us. We have been going around the state. We've been up at Bradley Airport. We've been down where we're monitoring Tweed's airspace as well. So throughout the state, you know, we haven't seen any type of anomalies on our detection equipment that would cause any concern for us. I've seen numerous reports of citizens reporting, you know, drones flying overhead, and it's very much appreciated because it allows us to get, you know, a greater picture of the sky. But some of the images, if they're maybe a little too pixelated, so you can't really make out what it is. I have to be honest with you. I did see one the other day, and it was Orion's Belt, the constellation. So, you know, we're getting a lot of information and trying to, you know, sort through all that information still within the agency and also with our federal partners. But I personally have not seen anything that has been out of the ordinary to someone like myself who's been doing this for a couple of years.
So drones the size of SUVs. Have you seen that, Sergeant Pelkey?
So I haven't seen, I haven't personally seen any images of drones that large that are flying around. I know they do exist. There are agricultural drones that are about that size. And I know that there's other drones that they're working on developing for delivery systems such as Amazon. But I personally, myself, have not witnessed any of that. And I haven't seen any of the images of drones that are being relayed. Again, I can't speak to anything that hasn't been, I can't speculate on anything that hasn't been validated. Me personally and within my unit and some of the other partners that we talked to within the region, those large drones, I haven't personally seen them. And again, if people see them, please keep sending in the information so that we can try and follow up and track down any of these anomalies.
Mm-hmm. And again, Sergeant Kevin Velke is here with the Connecticut State Police Emergency Services Unit. He's been operating this drone detection technology for the past 2 years and has certainly seen a lot. Do you feel like, Sergeant Velke, we're seeing more drones than we were when you first started 2 years ago in this sector? Or do you feel like it's pretty par for the course, but now people are just recognizing it? I know politicians, some, who feel like a lot of people are sounding the alarm about this unnecessarily. They have said, there were changes in the laws with drone usage. And so now people are just noticing, that shift happening. But are you seeing more drone operations happening since you first started doing this detection 2 years ago?
I would say that's a very fair assessment. Yeah, we have become very busy over the last couple of years. Not just in the amount of drone flights, but the amount of requests that we're having for people to at large events that are now becoming more aware of, hey, there are drones in the sky, and it being having that awareness of what's above us and around us is very important. So, and our detection equipment for sure has the number of detections and drone flights that we have seen has certainly grown over the last 2 years. And not to say again, we are still very very, very positive with drones. I think there's a lot of great uses for them. So it's very good to see that because, with incidents like the Hawthorne fire, the fire departments were able to go up and see where the hotspots were on the mountain. Other incidents we use for search and rescue ourselves, accident reconstruction, it speeds up the process of investigating accidents on the highway. So it opens up the highways a little bit quicker. So in recreationally, there are definitely, I would say, more pilots out there flying and getting some amazing videos and amazing pictures of scenery within Connecticut. So, yes.
And Sergeant Velke, you had mentioned before that you have the drone detection set up at Bradley, Tweed, for example. The other concern people have is not just the airports, but also where here in Connecticut we're making military equipment and, aircraft, for example, or submarines in Groton. What about drone detection, near Sikorsky, Groton, places like that?
Yep. So definitely, we actually are set up in the Groton-Newlondon area as well, and we're actually right across from Electric Boat. So we are monitoring that area. We also have, like I said, our federal partners have their sensors set up across the state as well. So we're trying to monitor the as much critical infrastructure as we possibly can. We also have our portable units so that if there was a call of a suspicious drone or suspicious drones flying in the sky anywhere within the state, it's right in my truck where I can respond immediately right from my house. And we also have a couple of those spread out across the state as well. So.
Sergeant Velke, you had mentioned before, if people see anything, you want them to just call their local police departments, state police. What do you suggest?
So there's a couple of different ways that they can report any suspicious flights. They can go to the Connecticut Safe app, the CT Safe app. They can also call 866-HLS-TIPS, or they can go to ct.gov/SAR. Those are the three that we're putting out there so that we can have a funneled approach to receiving the information in a timely fashion.
Sergeant Velke, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and enlightening us with, what you've seen even in the past 2 years and giving that perspective. I think it's really important, and you're hearing a lot, obviously, politically from different politicians and leaders. But to hear somebody who's been on the grounds monitoring drones for the past couple of years, I think your perspective is very, very important. So thank you for sharing it here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome. Again, Sergeant Kevin Velke, who is with the Connecticut State Police Emergency Services Unit, operating the drone detection technology that CSP uses for the past couple of years right here on Melissa in the Morning.